It's a kind of night ritual that's very, very visceral, very sexual, very dark, very, very powerful. It's very dark. I mean, it's on the edge, you know? I mean, it can go any way. It really isn't meant to be safe. It's meant to be dangerous. I mean, the whole premise of the thing was you'd have devils coming out to taunt people and scare people and extract money from them and, you know, put on and do really gross, nasty things in front of you. Like, there's this gelatinous gook that comes from a certain tree. It's called lagley. And what they do is they mix it with red dye and they put it in their mouths. And so they have this red goo drooling from their mouths for the whole night. You know what I mean? They might be painted or covered in black oil. So all you see is their eyes and this red goo. I mean, and it's not meant to be comical. It's not meant to be funny. It's meant to be scary. It's people enacting or acting out darkness, you know?
And then that's followed by pretty mess.
And then that's followed by all this pretty, pretty, pretty daylight. So,
what do you make of it? Of these,
well, it's heaven and hell, isn't it? Or it's hell then heaven, isn't it? So it's starting off with, you know, Dante's Inferno, followed by redemption and daylight.
I never thought of it that way, you know, Gary. I thought of it as somehow that Juve was far more, if you think of like African ritual and slavery and rage and danger and potential for attack and acting out a collective rage. That's what I thought Juve was, always. In the way that rituals can control and harness rage, you know what I mean? So I always thought that's what Juve was. Definitely connected to slavery. They used to do a canboulé, which people would go through the streets of Port of Spain with flambeaus, which were lighted poles and stick fight, and it was very dark, you know, very, very African. Whereas Carnival Monday and Tuesday is very French, which is where it comes from, you know? Very French and very pretty and in a way kind of superficial and safe.